The casino is pretty quiet for a Saturday. What gives? The poker tables aren't seeing much action, neither are the roulette tables. Even the slot machines are looking kind of barren. Where is everybody? I like collecting a paycheck as much as the next girl, but this is boring. Hey, someone just walked in. Let's see. Finely tailored suit, fancy watch, Italian shoes. Maybe he's in the mood for some blackjack. Damn it. He went the other direction. To the crap section, of course. Whatever. Ooh, here comes another one. I'm liking that dress she's wearing. Looks like silk from here. And those earrings, those heels. I hope she's got a fat wallet to go with those expensive tastes. Not that it fucking matters. She made a beeline for the Texas Hold'em section. So no one wants a blackjack game with yours truly? Not a soul? Ugh. Cowards. What a night. I might as well go on break. Wait a minute. Another guy just entered the casino. I think I've seen him before. Yeah, plays a lot of blackjack, but hasn't been around for a while. I wonder what happened to him. If he doesn't walk over here, I'm gonna be so. He is! Finally! Practically falling asleep over here. Okay, time to go to work. Good evening, sir. Could I interest you in a game of blackjack? Your favorite game? Well, now that you mention it, your face does look familiar. The other blackjack dealers told me about you. I was wondering when we'd get to play each other. They said you've been gone for over a year. Is everything all right? Come now. I think that the term gambling addiction is a bit harsh. You just like to have fun by playing games of chance. There's nothing wrong with having fun, right? Everybody does it. Well, I'm glad you see things my way. Shall we get started? The minimum buy-in for this table is $500. A $2,000 buy-in? I like a man with confidence. Let's see what Lady Luck has to offer you. There's your first card, and my first. Then your second card, and my second. Your current total is 14. What'll it be, sir? Hit or stay? Hit? Very well. Here's your third card. Oh, you ended with a 22. Not the best way to begin, but the night's not over yet. I'll collect your cards and prepare a new hand. How much will you bet this time? Oh, going down to 500? Don't let that first hand get to you, sir. You still have time to make up for those losses, and then some. You're sticking with 500? Very well. Here's one card for you, one card for me, another card for you, and another for me. Your two cards equal 19. Would you like to hit or stay? Smart choice. I would also stay if I was in your shoes. I'll draw for myself once again and. Damn it, 18. Looks like things are already turning around for you, sir. That hand was so close. Oh well. Another hand then? You're getting closer to breaking even. Great. How much will you bet? 3,000. Now that's more like it. Keep up that energy and I'm sure you'll be rewarded. Ready for your cards? Sure thing. One for you. One for me, two for you, and two for me. Uh-oh, 16. That card total puts you in a bit of a bind, or does it? You see, some say 16s are the worst hand in blackjack, but I think it's an opportunity, one that you'll waste if you surrender your hand. Don't choose the easy way out. Take another card instead. Doesn't winning $6,000 sound so much better than losing $1,500? That's the spirit. This third card puts your total at, ouch, 24. I was really rooting for you on that one. No, wait, sir, please don't leave. The situation might be grim right now, but it's actually a good thing. The more money you lose, the sweeter it'll be when you win all of it back. Trust me, I've been here long enough to know how things go. A big payout is right around the corner. You just have to take another leap of faith. Will you accept your destiny, sir? Or will you run away and leave the money for someone else to claim? Good man. If only there were more like you. All right, let me prepare another hand for my favorite customer. In the meantime, how much will you be betting? 10,000? Sir, I'm almost speechless. When I said to take another leap of faith, I didn't expect a swan dive. I won't delay any further. Here's card number one for you. Number one for me. Card number two for you. And number two for me. Okay, your current total is 11. It's a good spot to be in. So good, in fact, that you could double down without much worry. Winning $10,000 would make a nice profit, but $20,000? I would kill to be in your position, sir. So what do you say? Will you be safe and boring with a simple hit? Or will you double down and show this casino who's boss? I just knew you couldn't say no to all that money. Card number three puts your total at 20. That's fantastic. I'll need to draw a third card for myself as well. My total hand for this is, holy shit, 21. How did that happen? Oh, in all of my years of blackjack dealing, I've never seen victory slip away like this. Sir, you deserve to win that hand. I know it. You know it. This whole world knows it. It pains me to say this, but I have to cut you off now. When a customer loses too much, we have the authority to ban them from future games until their debt is paid. $24,500. That qualifies as too much, don't you agree? You what? You don't have the money? Then why the hell would you bet that much at a casino? Gambling addiction, right. I remember you saying that. Look, owing money to a casino is something you don't want. It'll ruin your credit and possibly your life. Oh, you've really screwed the pooch on this one, sir. Unless you'd be willing to provide an alternative form of payment. What do I mean? Well, I can pull some strings and get rid of that nasty debt, but only if you do exactly as I say. Oh, no. I'm not telling you what it is beforehand. You have to agree and accept whatever happens next. Do we have a deal? If not, I'll tell my manager we have another deadbeat on our hands. And you'd be in prison before you know it. Excellent. In life, you should do whatever's in your best interest. And this most certainly is. Follow me to the back rooms. Stay close. We're almost where we need to be. And here we are. This supply room's been unused for as long as I can remember. We've never had to use a single piece of equipment in here. One door, easy to lock, or barricade if need be. And it's located a fair distance from the casino floor. No, I'm not going to kill you. Dead men can't pay debts with their wallets or their bodies. You heard what I said. I want to use your body. And you're going to let me. It's obvious you can't play blackjack worth a shit. But maybe you can get me off. We'll see. What's wrong? Didn't think I could be mean. Didn't think I would pretend to be nice, knowing dumbasses like you would fall for it. Oh, man, oh, man. I told the truth about one thing, though. You are my favorite customer. Gullible, stupid, and impulsive. Just the way I like them. Now lie down on the ground and open your fucking mouth. As obedient as always. Good. Give me a moment to slip these panties off. All right. Time to sit on your face. My pussy looks nice, doesn't it? I bet it smells even better. Shut up. I didn't give you permission to speak. Right now, the only thing you're allowed to do is eat me out. So get to it, slut. Oh, kicking your ass at blackjack got me all worked up. It's only fair that you lick my wet, glistening pussy. Oh, you feel me sliding up and down your face, making it wet with my juices. Your casino property now, so you gotta look the part. Oh, fuck, you're doing better than I expected. Maybe you're not useless after all. Oh, but you still got a long ways to go before the debt's paid off. Oh, my clit's starting to swell. Why don't you suck on it? Oh, God, it feels so fucking good. Your mouth ain't half bad. I'm gonna hump your face. You got me so fucking close. Not much longer before I... before I come. Oh, you made it this far, slut. Don't fuck it up now. Oh, make me come all over your face. Oh, right there. Oh, keep licking me right there. Oh, fuck. Oh, god damn. Oh, well done. You may suck ass at playing cards, but at least you know how to eat pussy. And speaking of asses, you're eating mine next. Didn't I tell you not to fucking speak? I'll make sure to bury your face in my ass so you can't say another word. There we go. I'll start licking my asshole. I haven't got all night. Oh, that's right, bitch. Lick it clean. Rim my asshole like your life depends on it. You know, you should be thanking me. I don't serve this delicious cake to just anyone. So enjoy it while you can. Oh, push that tongue in farther. Oh, as deep as it'll go. Oh, holy fuck. Oh, you must like eating ass more than eating pussy. Oh, you fucking whore. Hey, why are you squirming? Having trouble breathing? Oh, too fucking bad. I'm not getting up until I come again. You'll just have to make that happen before you pass out. Lucky for you. I'm not far off. Oh, your tongue's making me wetter by the second. Oh, I'm about to come. Oh, hang in there, slut. Oh, I'll let you breathe again just as soon as I... Oh, fuck. Oh, my legs are starting to shake. Oh, I think I came even harder than the first time. That's awesome. How you doing down there? Hello? Oh, this idiot's barely conscious. Hey! Wake up, asshole! We're not done yet. I'm giving your face a break so I can ride your cock. I mean, I might as well. A bulge in your pants is hard to miss. You like having your face set on, don't you? Being forced to service me, to lick and suck on my precious holes. What a submissive little bitch. Let's get this cock out and see what we're working with. Well, color me impressed. This thing looks like it could do some damage. It's a shame it's gone to waste on a chump like you. Oh well, hold still. Oh, holy shit. Oh, your cock feels 10 times better than it looks. I hope you're ready, because I don't fuck gently. Oh, yeah, take it, bitch. Take my pussy as she, squeezes on your cock. You're nothing but a fuck toy. My fuck toy. What are you doing? Don't you fucking touch me. You don't deserve to grab my legs, my hips, or anything else. The only thing you deserve is to be used, like the whore that you are. God. I love riding cock so fucking much. The way it stretches me out. Makes me feel full. Makes me feel full and alive. I hear those moans. You better control yourself. Don't come inside me or the deal's off. You got that? Good, now fucking take it. I'm getting close. Remember what I said. If a single drop of sperm hits my pussy, you're screwed. And my writing only gets rougher the closer I am. So good luck. Come on, just a little longer. Oh, your cock's gonna be covered in my juices. Just you wait. Oh, fuck, I'm coming. Fuck. Ride of a lifetime. And you're throbbing, but you haven't come yet. Nice job. Let me get off of you. Whew. I think that might be it for me. No way I could go another round as much as I'd want to. What? Oh, yeah, go ahead and speak. You have permission now. You're waiting for your turn to come? Who said you would get a turn? I sure as hell didn't. I don't give a fuck how close you are. You're not calling the shots here. I am. And if I say I'm not going to make you come, then tough shit. Ugh, of course you'd start begging. Your balls must feel really sore, huh? God, you're pathetic. Just go the fuck home and jerk off. I'm done with you. He's still going. You're persistent, I'll give you that. But I don't owe you a damn thing. All right, fine. I'll fucking do it. Just shut up already. You're giving me a fucking headache. So you want me to get you off? Okay, but it'll happen on my terms. Same as everything else. Sit up against the wall and open your mouth. Because I said so. Now hurry up. All right. Then I'll stuff my panties in there. Stop struggling. Your pervy ass probably enjoys it anyway. I did this so you could stay quiet while I jerk you off. I'm sick of hearing you talk. Your cock's already dripping pre-cum. This shouldn't take long. I bet you like this, don't you? Having my dirty panties in your mouth. Smelling them. Tasting them. Getting stroked by my hand. Because you don't deserve to come inside me. You're bucking your hips. Looks like I was right. Gonna finish you off real good, you fucking slut. Gonna watch you shoot a thick load straight onto the floor. You're whimpering, so I know it's gonna happen soon. Well, you're tensing up, spreading your legs like a good little slut. I've almost got you. Just come already. You know you want to. Just let go and come for me. Yeah, that's it. Give me your fucking cum. Took you long enough. Are you happy now? Good, because that's all you're getting. It's more than you should have gotten. Now get the fuck out of my sight. And keep the panties. I don't want your disgusting saliva. The deal? Yeah, about that. I've decided that I'm not getting rid of your debt. At least not yet. Hey, calm the fuck down. I recorded your gambling losses, but I haven't shared them with anyone. And they'll remain a secret as long as you keep giving me what I want. Oh, come on. Would being my personal fuck toy really be so bad? That puddle of cum on the ground tells me no. Who are you to argue otherwise? Look, I'll be working again next Tuesday. You decide whether you'll show up or not. I already know that you will. You're dumb, but not that dumb. You want to get used again? Get fucked senseless? I can see it in your eyes. Okay, we've wasted enough time. Pull up your pants and get moving. I gotta get back to my table so I can take someone else's money.